Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I just did an online thing and it said it was $2 to ship the order. It's supposed to be a prize one. And I did off my card and they took $57 off of it.
All right. So I would be happy to assist. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Yes, Stephanie Mills. 72114, and I don't want that order because I mean it's and said that it's at $2 shipping, said that it was a prize.
All right. Okay. Just a moment. Can you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 1501 West 11th Street, North Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right. So I show you signed up for a sweepstakes. Hold on.
I thought it was the they said something about a mix or thing, Walmart's thing. I mean, I assumed that's what it was. It was going to be a mixer, and they said you won it, and it was $2 for the shipping.
Right. So
Did
that
it
is
say
$2. So it's $2 for the shipping. That's what I'm about to further explain. And the terms and conditions is what you're missing. It also explains you would be signing up for the membership. It's called Bites Hub.
Well, I don't want that
Provides
membership.
recipe guides, cut carbs, etc. $59.89 a month. So I definitely understand you wanted to cancel. We are running a special for all customers, $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No, no.
Okay, just a moment.
Guess you have to read some fine writing in there.
Yes, so that's what I was explaining, the terms and conditions. It explained as far as with the membership enrollment, but I have canceled the account. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with your confirmation. This is for the cancellation submitted, and let me know when you're ready.
Okay, just a minute. And would that put my money back on my card?
No, it will not automatically provide a refund because the charge is valid based on the terms and conditions. But what I can offer is a courtesy refund. That'll be 75%, and you'll receive that within the next few business days.
Well, I didn't call the card holder and told them to cancel.
So you've already placed a dispute?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm waiting on them to contact me back.
So if you've already placed a dispute, we will need the dispute dropped before any refunds can be processed. So you will need to have your bank call us back, do a three-way call with you on the line, and verify the dispute has been closed. Once that is done, we can issue a refund.
Well, I'm waiting on them to contact me back.
Right. But there's one thing I do want you to be aware, even though you dispute the charge, they do review the terms and conditions with us. And once that is reviewed, any disputes open will be considered valid. So to avoid, going through that process and, them giving you, that's basically going to be a charge back where they do issue you a temporary credit while the dispute is open. But once that's closed and it's valid, any credits issued is going to be taken back. So to avoid going through that long process, just have them to call us. Verify disputes closed, and we can issue a full refund.
I would do that as soon as they contact me back.
No problem.
Because
and
like I said, it didn't explain everything you're explaining to me when it was on my phone.
Right. Well, I mean, the information is there provided. I mean, it may not have, fully give you a breakdown. Of course, me, I'm able to provide you over the phone a full breakdown, but the membership goes along with that. And I am on the website where you did submit your entry, and I do show where it does say the information. But in regards to that, I apologize for any misunderstandings. Just have the bank call, everything is canceled, and we can get the refund submitted.
Okay.
All right. Well, again, thank you. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.